Beat breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.
So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Had quite a few in yesterday, I have to say, so give us a few days if you send something in. We'll do our best to get through them. I'm going to start with this one. And it says, hey guys.
Hello.
I was wondering if you could give this a shout out on the Daily Dilemma and see what you make of it. It's been on my mind for a week or so. I went out with a girl for about 18 months, 4 years ago. Smashing girl, but it didn't last. Just fizzled out. Ended well. No drama. We're not really in contact, but we're still friends on Facebook, so I see what's going on in their life, and I'm guessing vice versa. I know she moved to a neighbouring county for work nearly 3 years ago and met a guy there. They had a baby earlier this year and are engaged now as well. I was out in that county at the weekend before last, and I saw my ex's fiancé in a late bar. I recognised him from the pictures on Facebook. He was in a group, mostly lads, but there were a couple of girls as well, and he was definitely with one of them because they kissed a few times. Now, it made me really angry, because even though things ended a good while ago with my ex, I think she deserves better than this. But I don't know if it's my place to say it. I really want her to know what this fella's doing behind her back, but I don't want to be the messenger who gets shot. Cheers.
Oh, if you get involved, you're just going to seem like the jealous ex that's trying to ruin the relationship. And that's never good. Unfortunately, in this one, I would say it's really not up to you to pass on the news. Because as a woman, if an ex-girlfriend of the fella I'm seeing comes up to me and starts laying on all sorts, I'm not going to want to hear it from that girl.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be the ex-girlfriend of a guy you've seen. It'd be your ex would be coming to you to talk about your current boyfriend.
Even worse. Because then you feel like he's rubbing it in, like, oh, your relationship isn't working out after me.
I'm trying to work out what's going on in this guy's head here. Is it just genuine, oh, well, look, we share time together and I still care somewhat about her? Or is there a want to get back with her kind of at the end of the day? Is that why he's bringing this kind of situation about? What do you think?
Didn't sound like it from the email. They broke up, it fizzled out, no drama kind of thing. Moved on. I don't know, he doesn't say whether he's in a relationship now.
Doesn't, no. What do you think?
I'm trying to put myself in that picture, and I think I can understand you being angry, because like, we've all gone out with people and like he said, like, you wouldn't be in touch, like, but you still want the best for him.
Yeah.
And if you saw somebody playing around or making a fool of them, you'd want them to know, wouldn't you?
Mm.
But I wouldn't go straight to them, though.
Yeah, I feel like hearing it from that person would just... It would make me feel bad.
Given that you're not in contact with them.
Yeah, I mean, how do you even bring up a conversation?
Is there a best friend that you can get in touch with? Like, the girls have a best friend, you know...
I think the significant thing there is they have a baby together, you know?
Yeah.
And they're engaged
now. They're engaged and... You know, that's the whole shebang, like.
Yeah.
And he's out kissing ones in a late bar on a Friday or Saturday night or whatever.
I think, as the song goes, I would walk on by. Yeah, I just don't think I'd get involved in this at all.
I know what you're saying, and to some extent I agree with you, like, not to go straight there because you're, you know, you shoot the messenger kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, would you not want to know?
I would want to know, but I think you'd have to go about it a different way. I just don't think I'd want to hear it from my ex.
Mm.
I think I just feel some type of way. So I if he could possibly maybe tell a friend, even take a picture,
I'd use my phone a friend, thanks.
Yeah, I think this is the perfect opportunity to phone a friend and say, listen, I saw this happening, I know it's bad, I don't want to be the one to tell her, but I also don't want this to continue. I still care about her. Mm. So I think whoever you say that to will appreciate that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and say it to the person, but I don't think doing it yourself is a good idea in this situation.
Yeah, out of the blue. Hi, we haven't spoken in 4 years. But
I saw your man. Yeah. You know what I mean? No.
Okay, let's get some thoughts. Would you get involved in this?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
What are your thoughts? Would you walk on by, or would you try and get the information to her somehow? 085 1029 103.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
So just give you a quick gist to this, just to get some of the details right on it. Guy in touch with us, went out with a girl for a long time and they finished a few years ago, but still in that kind of way that a lot of people do. There was no bad feeling at the end, just fizzled out. So they remain friends on social media and stuff. So he kind of keeps an eye on her life even though they're not in contact with each other. And he is aware that she has a new fella who she had a baby with and is now engaged to. And they live in a different county. And while he was out in this different county, I don't know where it was, maybe it was in the southeast or further, he saw your man out with a group of lads and another girl wrapped around him and shifting the head off him. And now he doesn't know what to do because he, you know, he spent a fair bit of time with his ex, still has somewhat a grawfer, even though maybe he doesn't want to be with her. and he feels it's a duty to pass it on. Let me read some WhatsApps to start with. Take a sneaky photo of him with another girl and send it anonymously. Boom, she finds out. You don't get shot. It'll give her the opportunity to decide. That says Louise. This seems to be a bit of a one-off that he was out in this county. I'm not sure he sees this guy that regularly.
You see a neighbouring county in the email or something. So yeah, maybe he's not out there too often.
Another one here. It totally sounds like your man in the dilemma is pining for the ex and looking for an opening. They must be doing some creeping on her Facebook to recognise the boyfriend he never met out. Also just happened to be out around their town. Nothing but self-interest here, I think. Stay out of it. If your man is playing around that openly all over town, she's going to find out anyway.
I don't think you need to creep. If your friend's on Facebook, sure, you're seeing photos going up. Sure.
True,
we're all in that situation.
Yeah. I don't really get that from him. He didn't come across, like, the words he used and the language he used didn't sound like he was being vindictive in any way. He just saw something that he thought, look, it's someone I used to care about a lot, so I do want her to know.
Kathy, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. What do you make of this?
Stay out.
Oh.
Don't get involved.
At all.
It's someone you knew 4 years ago. And the one thing with Facebook that I found, being of the older generation, is that people only put the nice things on Facebook. They don't necessarily put on about breakups. And about, oh, we've gone our separate ways, or we're on a separation, or, you know, they don't always put that on. So you don't know the full story of this. You're following her on Facebook, but there's no kind of intimate chatting with each of you or common friends.
Yeah.
The circumstances could be totally different. And is it really this guy? Because we don't always look the same on Facebook as we look in real life.
That's true.
Yeah. I know, I certainly don't. My profile's a Snapchat and I look wild. But in real life, I look like an old hag. So, you know.
Some people are texting in saying, are you sure this guy is not a twin? Yeah. Because it would be mortal for you if it's a brother or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. It's just someone that he thinks it's him. You know, as I said, he never met the guy. He doesn't know the girl's intimate lifestyle. You know, they might have broken up.
He said they're engaged.
And they have a baby.
They have a baby.
Well, this is what she's posting on Facebook. But as I said to you, sometimes they don't always post the most latest things. And, you know, just stop following her. Leave her be.
Yeah. Okay.
Could be an open relationship, says you, Kathy.
Who knows?
It's 2017, Trish.
True.
Other people's lives. Let them get on with their own lives and find out when they should find out.
Okay, Kathy, thanks a million. Have a good morning.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Let me read some more of the comments coming in. He'd be mad to go anywhere near this person as he looked like the jealous chap. And not only that, there's a kid involved. So let's hope it's just a one-off thing. I wouldn't have anything to do with it unless you could leave anonymous clues.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Another one here. Guys, seeing as I'm a girl who has been cheated on in the past, I would definitely agree that telling a friend is a good idea. Nobody deserves to be treated this way. It's the worst feeling, honestly. I hope everything goes well for you. That's from Nikki from Carlow.
Yeah, it's going to sound better coming from a friend, I think.
Yeah.
And even the friend has a right to go to the boyfriend and go, hey, you.
Yeah.
Were you out at the weekend?
You got caught. Somebody saw you.
If he thinks that friend knows something,
he'd be worried.
He might fess up too.
One more. Morning, lads. If I was that girl, I'd want to know about my fella cheating. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, especially if I was about to marry him. If it comes from an ex, even if he seems sound and they got on, and even if he goes to a friend, it'll still probably come out that it originated from him. There's a chance she'll brush it off as a jealous ex stirring the pot. But you're guaranteed she will be more on guard of the fiancé then. Ignorance is not bliss. Say something is the message. Mm. All right, final thoughts. 085 102 9103. Morning to you.
Morning.
It's Niall, Lavinia and Trish with you. And it's Beat Breakfast. Lots to get through this morning, including we're going to hear a bit more about the Run for Life later this hour, which is happening this Sunday. We're very excited about it. And also we've got Your Mine at 9 and Showbiz Updates. Last comment on the Daily Dilemma. You won't like this, Trish.
Oh, dear.
Says, has this lad never heard of the man code? You know the rules of the game, player. What part of the game is snitching on a guy doing his thing? Oh. Man card revoked.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Our email address is talk@beat102103.com.
Beat Breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.
So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.